Hello and welcome everybody to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. This is another Listener Stories episode, but there are three really good stories in this episode today. One of them is by DB Wyatt, second by Annabelle, and the third is by Malcolm. If you would also like to submit a story, just go to the Submit a Story page on the MinecraftShortStories.com website, fill out your form, and it may get around the podcast. But anyways, this is the first episode I am releasing while it is school time, which should explain why I have all these listener stories. But do not worry, the listeners send in some crazy good stories. You're not going to miss any great content. But also, the episodes should sound a little bit better now because I am properly mixing them. Before, I was not, so I deeply apologize to anyone who has been using any kind of flat headphone, any Sennheisers, anything, because the podcast sounds terrible, frankly, in those headphones. And that is because I was using some HyperX headphones. So I will start using my dad's Sennheisers, which are basically flat, so that allow me to tweak all the volume and stuff to make it make sense. Hopefully most of you guys are using gaming headphones, and that's all I can hope for. But anyways, you guys should hear some more balanced audio, some better noise, the right levels. And hopefully it should be loud enough now, because I've turned up the gain and the volume on my mixer to max, so hopefully it should be loud enough now. It was definitely not before. But anyways, I hope you guys will notice some audio quality changes, and hopefully for the better. And also, I saw a comment in the Apple Podcasts comment section, and they made a very good point. But I don't know what to do in the scenario, but they made the point that I should do some stories or something for the more experienced Minecraft player. Not saying that you guys are not experienced, but something more catering towards a Minecraft player who has been in the game and one who knows how to farm, just to use the jargon, a pro, not a noob. So I'll think about that. Maybe potentially we have, like, I don't know, Callum Talks. No, that's a terrible name. See what I say about my naming. But one last thing, the YouTube channel is at 217 at the time of recording, which means we are more than a fifth of the way to the 1,000 subscribers goal. Once we reach that goal, we will do a 3- or 4-way collab with some fellow Minecraft players. So if you would like to see that, maybe consider subscribing. The link is inside the description. Anyways, thanks to the listeners who sent in their story, and let's get right into it. First story is Heroes of the Village by DB Wyatt. Once, in an orderly piece of plains biome, there was a village. Its villagers were happy and content. There's just one problem. An evil pillager outpost sat on a hill right next to the town, and so there were always pillagers and ravagers battling it. Once, the pillager raids nearly wiped out the villagers completely. The survivors had to flee into a cave, which was very tiny and dark. The villagers lived there for days and days, eating wolves to survive. Since Bruno was a master crafter, he crafted bread one time, so the villagers could take a break from eating wolves for once. Each day, Bruno watched the sunset, and the pillagers raided the village for more loot every morning. Just then, an arrow pierced the sky. Because the arrow was a wither arrow, it flew down onto an angry pillager, slowly dismembering it. The pillager fell to the ground, crying out for help, and then it died, disappearing into a puff of cream smoke. Wow. Bruno watched and gasped in awe as 37 more arrows rained down on the village, taking out half the pillagers that were there. They scrambled away back into a pillager outpost. A figure with indigo pants and a light blue shirt appeared. The legendary Steve, a villager named Diomo, asked in amazement. Steve trotted into the cave. "Why are you here?" Steve asked. The villagers told him all about the prosperity and the pillagers and why they're all cooped up in the Stark Cave. Steve nodded during the whole conversation. Then he spoke up. "I will gladly help you. However, after I help you, you must do me a favor in return." Bruno cried, "Yes, sure, we'll do anything. Who can shoot a bow, and who can wield a sword?" Later, after 5 entire days of training, trial and error, Steve announced a big battle would start today at noon. "Remember your training," he reminded everyone. "Also, beware, because they have gotten stronger. I've made some armor. There's enough for everyone to get 2 pieces." After 30 minutes of getting ready for the battle, the army quickly charged the village. They fought harshly, and Bruno ran to a house and took down 3 pillagers. Then came the ravagers. Steve slayed one, and then another one badly injured Steve. Bruno and 2 other villagers scrambled to help him. All he said was, "You got this. You never needed me. You just need to fight back sometimes." Then he groaned. Bruno nodded and ran over to a ravager and beat it up while the other villagers carried Steve into the cave. The last ravager was hard to slay. Bruno was under and stabbed it in the belly multiple times, but wouldn't retreat or die or anything. So he was stuck under it and about to die himself when Steve appeared. He sliced it and diced it until it turned into a big fluff of smoke. Then they celebrated with a lot of cake. Like, a lot. Steve and Bruno were the new village heroes. The next story is by Annabelle. It is named My First Minecraft World. Running. I need to run faster, away from the strange creatures with the dark glowing eyes. It was pursuing me, blinking in and out of existence, coming closer. As I ran away from the strange creature, I looked down at my hunger bar. 3 legs left. I won't be able to make it 10 more blocks, let alone my base. As I slowly ran out of hunger, the strange creature bore down on me, and its purple eyes were half a block away. Maybe I should explain how I ended up in this situation. An in-game month ago, I loaded up Minecraft for the first time. I was excited because I heard from my friends that it was a lot of fun. I also managed to get my mom to pay $10 for it. As it loaded, I thought it would be the easiest game ever, because I had watched all my favorite YouTubers beat the game with ease. Boy, was I wrong. I spawned in the game in the middle of a village, which was great, if I hadn't set the game to adventure mode. So as I set out to punch a bunch of dirt, I realized that I couldn't. As I googled how to fix the problem, I ignored the possibility that I wasn't on adventure, and realized I could punch animals. As long as I could eat, I could survive. So I established a villager's house as my base, and killed a sheep for food. An in-game month later, after finding an iron ingot a zombie had, I decided to go out and try to defeat an army of zombies. With no armor and no weapons, I figured, well, an iron ingot is part of a sword, so it should do a good amount of damage. After dying twice, I saw an enderman about 20 blocks away from my house. I didn't know what it was, so I decided that it looked less scary than a zombie, and decided to try and defeat it. As I stepped out of my house, I sprinted for the enderman, and looked up at its head. Then, staring into its eyes, I punched it. I watched as the Enderman's mouth opened in a screech and teleported away for what I thought was forever. Once it teleported away, I thought, wow, I'm cool. I just got a weird glowy thing in one hit. I should go into the forest and punch more of these things. That's when the Enderman teleported back. It let out a loud screech as I flashed red with damage from its hit. I turned and ran as fast as I could into the forest. Fast forward to when the Enderman is half a block away. I'm freaking out, hoping it goes away, when it flies back into a tree, flashing red. As a big, lumbering figure the color of the iron ingot in my inventory waddles into my vision. I sprint away as fast as I can, praying the tall black creature doesn't follow me. And, of course, I run right into a pack of 6 zombies huddled around my base door. They kill me, and I quit. Then, I watch a few hundred tutorials until I get the hang of Minecraft. And that, my friends, is the story of my first Minecraft world. The next story is by Malcolm. It is named The Last Villagers. Before there were players, there were villagers. They lived peacefully and did not know how to make weapons. They built cities and were very artistic, but they did not know what would happen the next few years. Global warming and a powerful new virus wreaked havoc on villager civilization. Only a few managed to escape in bunkers, and thinking that the zombies would die out after their food, villager flesh, ran out, they put themselves into cryogenic sleep chambers, hoping to wake up and restart civilization. The scientists never suspected that their memories would be wiped out. The villagers woke up after 5 years and could not remember anything. They found their way out of the bunker after 20 years, learned how to make houses, tools, and things. It made a complex trading system. Villagers got help from a friendly witch and created an iron golem to protect them from danger. And soon, a new being would emerge into the overworld. The player. Thanks to DB Wyatt, Annabelle, and Malcolm for spending their stories. These ones were very interesting. First one was about a pillager raid. Second one was about her first Minecraft world. The last one was a Minecraft science fiction story. I thought all these were really great. And if you'd like to submit a story, like I said, just go to my website. But anyways, this has been episode 54 of the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. Make sure to check out the YouTube channel link in the description, and make sure to check out the merch on the website. But I'll see you guys next week.